Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You feel any better?
That's not about that. That's an easy move to make, man.
It is, but that's... But like I say, when you're following a team and you see something that obvious, it's like, come on, dude.
Well, I mean, here's why he didn't, I'm sure. Up two. If it was tied, of course he would have. But what's the difference?
Yeah.
If you can get another run, get another run. Mm. No, it wasn't a go-ahead run. You're already ahead. But considering you still needed to get three outs before the other guys got two runs, and you didn't have
when
Kennedy.
Who are you playing,
right?
By the way?
Yes.
I mean, my God. I mean, they've hit 32 bombs. I mean, come on.
Second coming of the 27 Yankees. Don't you think might want another run?
Mm.
Now I don't feel any better since you brought it back up.
Well, I didn't mean to do that. Sometimes it's good to just kind of talk it out.
But I've gone back and forth, mostly back on Ned for the last 5 years, though.
Oh, my God.
All the way back to 2014.
You know, people rewrite history with Ned, and it's easy if you're just kind of a casual baseball fan to kind of... Hey, look, the guy got us to the World Series.
Right.
He won a World Series. And that's all correct. That is all correct. And for that, he will be forever loved in Royals lore. But people forget just how tenuous his situation was back in, what was that, 13?
Mm-hmm.
When they made the wild card as late as August. I mean, it was all but done.
Mm-hmm.
I think the general feeling was that Dayton Moore's job was hanging in the balance. Ned was all but out. He was being second-guessed and...
they brought Yordano in mid-game in the wild card game against the A's. And he
absolutely gave
up a three-run bomb, which you couldn't necessarily predict that. But bringing in a starter, I can remember at the time, and we talked about it, I think, after some show, I don't know where the hell I was, but I can remember vividly thinking, I don't like this, don't do this,
Mm-mm. Bang.
Bang is right. And then they needed a miracle to come back against John Lester when they had all
which
those
they
guys.
Did.
Which they had all, but they had at the time, they had all those guys down in the bullpen after Shields didn't have it, and they went to Yordano instead of all those guys. And what does he do after that, like years after that? Like you said, shorten the game to five innings, six innings.
Exactly.
And perfectly content to do so. But he didn't do it that day, and somehow he got away with it. And Salvi ends
John
up
delivering
the biggest hit in Royals history, and we kind of forget about it.
Boom. John Lester with a four-run lead in the eighth. It is basically lights out.
Yep.
So, didn't happen. And you know what? But lest we forget, there was a whole term in our vernacular. Yosted.
Yep.
Yosting. I mean,
that
was
might be where it was born.
Right?
That then
it was very common.
Yep.
Very common. So now, here we go again, and the Royals are clearly on the very beginning of a kind of rebuilding or whatever kind of phase they're in right now. And you're right. You're looking just for chances to win games. You're not looking for win totals. You're just looking for a chance to win a game here and there. What are you doing to do that? They lost a pretty good opportunity yesterday. You're leading a game that late at home. Got to figure out a way to close the door. And if you can't do it with your pitching staff, and you know you can't, by the way, you know you're not. How safe is a one-run lead in a ballpark that big with gap and home run power on the other side against the bullpen that you're throwing? You think one run is going to hold up?
It was two.
Oh, that's right.
But even then,
it's right.
You got a chance to add a run. Mm-hmm. Unless it's 7-1, that's inexcusable. But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, right. So the Warriors.
Indians come in today, so we're okay.
They won yesterday, too.
Right, yes.
Okay, so the Warriors in the West, switching the page to the NBA. The Warriors look for their fourth title in 5 seasons. The only teams to accomplish that are the Lakers in 48 and the Celtics in 57.
Well,
where they won 5 out of 6 and 11 out of 13. Yeah. So do we think anybody has anything for them in the West? And how important is Boogie Cousins? Because he's the addition here.
I think Boogie Cousins, I think he's very important because he provides a big man matchup that is difficult to defend against. And he's a big body that can lay on guys like Nikola Jokic, who they may end up seeing somewhere along the line, or somebody like that. So I think he's a very valuable piece to the puzzle. I think the Warriors are kind of the immovable object in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Rockets, if they just get into one of their deals where they're going. But, I mean, you know, they sunk at the end of the season to the 4th seed. So now, there could be positioning going on. Who knows? I mean, whatever. I mean, everybody's got their own little games that they try to play late in the season to organize the path in playoffs. But I don't see anybody. I think the West is really good, but I don't see anyone in the West that can beat the Warriors. I really don't. I may not see anyone in the East.
Can the Clippers win a game? That's what we got, Warriors and Clippers first round.
I think the Clippers will win one game.
You think so?
Just a lack of focus maybe by the war. I'll just give the Warriors one game where they kind of nail it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, catchers, let's call it catcher's indifference in basketball terms, okay?
All right.
Let's just do that. We can score it that way.
How about I won't lead you one way or the other. I think the most intriguing first-round matchup in the West is Portland and Oklahoma City. These seem like they have an opportunity to go 124 to 120 every single game.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure who the better team is here. The Blazers have the better seed, but from 3 to 6, which is what we have here, it was kind of a coin flip down the stretch. The 3, 4, 5, and 6 were ever seemingly separated by more than 2 or 3 games. You're going to have some real star power on display here in Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum for the Blazers, and then, of course, Westbrook and George for the Thunder. The Thunder is the lower-seeded team, the worst-seeded team, so to say. But I think the Thunder win this one in 6.
You're calling your shot.
Maybe I'm thinking with my heart here, but I think Russell – okay, who's better, Russell Westbrook or Damian Lillard? I think Westbrook nose.
But not by – not enough to make my – to make the meter change a great deal. I think not having Nurkic hurts Portland probably a great deal.
Sure helps Steven Adams, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does allow him, and it allows him a lot in the pick and roll game, I think. So I will give you that. Portland has continued to play pretty well down the stretch, though. They were without Nurkic and McCollum for a while. Lillard's a star that isn't identified as one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys that if you start trying to figure out one of the 10 best players in the NBA, you probably don't get to him, but he might be in the discussion at the back end, and maybe it's 15, maybe it's not top 10, but the guy can really, really play. He's a good player. And he and McCollum are a tremendous 1-2 punch in the backcourt.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think I think that series is intriguing. And I'm going to say this right now. I think the 2-7, I think Denver and San Antonio is intriguing. Denver kind of limped down the stretch. Michael Malone and Pops are about as good of buddies as you can get in coaching circles. The last game that San Antonio was in here last week or the week before, Pops gets done with the San Antonio media and the national media and is quiet and non-responsive, and then comes over to the Nuggets presser, and he and Malone hold shop for about 4 or 5 minutes. And you would have think they were having a glass of wine discussing French art. I don't know. I mean, it was beautiful and funny and engaging. But I will say this. I think San Antonio will push and press Denver. I think that that's a series that could go 7 games, and I'm not so sure at the end of the day that San Antonio may not win that.
Also,
so
before we totally forget about Portland, Oklahoma City, Enes Kanter plays for Portland.
Yeah, he does.
They picked him up late. What a star-crossed season Enes Kanter had this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
But he'll be playing against his former team, Oklahoma City. Yeah, Denver and San Antonio, that's the 2-7 in the West. And the other out of the West is Houston and Utah, the 4-5.
That's, you know what? They had a good series. Was it last year?
I think it was last year.
I think it was last year. And Utah, I'm telling you, man, Utah's got some guys. And I know people
don't pay enough
attention.
Didn't they take them to 7 games or something? Was that?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah,
I think that's right. Rudy Gobert is a much better player and much more athletic big man than people give him credit for. Mitchell is a star. Bonafide star, but they've got a couple of pieces.
Not sure they have the
Kyle Korver.
Not sure they have the scoring punch to if you want to get in a track meet with Houston, though. You know,
well they defend.
Mitchell's a bear, but they got enough. They got enough around him to go toe to toe with James Harden.
Well, only if Houston is. You never know with Houston.
You're right. They're capable of missing 27 three-pointers in a row. I know that much.
Yeah, they can do stuff like that. They, you know, they're a matchup team. Like, for instance, if Houston was playing Denver, I would say Houston in 5 or 6 at the most. Utah, much different kind of matchup. Because defensively, they've got some guys that they can run at Harden. And they can push him and press him a little bit, and they're a defensive mindset. They're a team that they will play defense, and they'll try to defend you. So that's a good. You know what? There's plenty of good matchups in the West, to be honest with you, outside the Warriors and the Clippers.
Mike D'Antoni, by the way, the Houston head coach, has coached in 87 career playoff games, but has never reached the NBA Finals. That's the third most in NBA history. Don Nelson coached 166 playoff games and never got to the finals.
Isn't that something?
And you might be surprised to know that Flip Saunders is second, or was second. 98 playoff games for Flip Saunders. And Cotton Fitzsimmons had 86.
Yeah.
The old Kansas City Kings head coach and Phoenix Suns and others.
And Kansas State. I mean, you know, that guy could coach.
I love Cotton Fitzsimmons. Yep.
Yeah, Cotton Fitzsimmons is a solid man. No question about it.
All right, what about the East? We've got if you weren't paying real close attention, you wouldn't have known the Brooklyn Nets and Orlando Magic both qualified for the playoffs. Maybe an indictment on the East, the fact that they're in it. The Raptors play the Magic, and the Sixers play the Nets. My biggest thing in that Sixers-Nets series is, can Joel Embiid make it through the rest of the playoffs?
Well, that's a big question,
isn't it? I'm starting
to
worry about him. Not that you were never at least cringing anyway when you watch him play at full health, but his knees, man. He may not be ready for the opener, they say.
Well, and you know what? You can probably get through this round even without him. I mean, really, when you get right down to it.
Yeah.
It's the next round that you got to have them for 7 games. There are so few matchups in the East that are even remotely intriguing. I mean, what do you make out of the Pistons and Bucks?
Nothing,
really?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely. The only one that's good are the Indiana and Boston. That's a pretty good series right there. That one, that's kind of fun. It's like, okay. All right. I mean, the Magic and Raptors, really? Nets and 76ers, huh? Please.
Well,
don't bring that trash in here.
It is what it is. And they got
it is.
Somebody from the East has got to represent that conference in the finals. Who's it going to be? Bucks going to do it? Bucks had the best record in the East, so they got the, you know, you can't deny that.
I think it is going to be the Bucks. I think it's the Bucks and the Warriors. You can't deny the 60 wins.
I know.
They won 60 games. I mean, the Raptors are intriguing. And I'm not going to sleep on Toronto by any stretch. But I think it's between those two teams. And I just don't have as much faith in the 76ers. And part of it is because of Joel Embiid's health or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, boy, that's being out on a ledge, taking the first two seeds in the East. Pretty gutting move there.
Well, when the East stinks, you're going to go out on a limb and say, hey, I think Brooklyn has got something for the Bucks. No, because then you're just hot take guys. So nobody likes that.
Yeah, I mean, the Sixers are the only one that you could really make in. I mean, the Pacers. You know, the Pacers are one of those kind of sneaky teams, but can they do it for three series? I don't think so. So maybe if you want to go outside the 1-2 punch, you probably look at Philadelphia. Anyway, all right, we'll get to the Twitter question as we finish out the last of four rounds of best frontmen of all time, excluding Elvis. That's our Cindy Twitter question as we continue in a moment. Shane and Bruce with you. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.